When stock market investors try to look beyond pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. Some referred to it as the pandemic trade, buying stocks of companies likely to do well during this COVID life. Amazon with its shop from home, Zoom with its business meeting and schooling from home. But some big money has been shifting this week with a view to a hoped for world that is less bound up by COVID. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
It took a glimpse of hope coming from Pfizer announcing its COVID vaccine is showing 90% efficacy to send investors back to stocks they've been largely avoiding. Travel and oil companies, commercial retail firms, their stock price declines have made them attractive to some investors, and yesterday they started buying. Shares in the cruise operator Carnival rose almost 40%. Shopping mall and office building owners saw gains in the 30% range. Conversely, stay-at-home stocks slid. Exercise bike purveyor Peloton fell 20%. Zoom, yes, that one, lost 17%. And a lot of big tech firms, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and Amazon, suffered losses. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Turning to Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at the investment firm Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, David.
All right, so are you looking forward to the post-COVID future here, or is this a little premature?
Well, David, given the events of the last several weeks, I think we should just pause and soak up the optimism for a second. So I think it's good that there's some light at the end of the tunnel for the world and for investors with regard to this pandemic.
You'd think you'd see that more in interest rates, which if happy days are soon to be here again in terms of the COVID economy, they would be higher. They are a bit higher.
Well, I think interest rates, and in particular the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, might be the barometer to watch. Treasury yields rose pretty sharply yesterday, but the 10-year yield has been below 1% more or less the entire time since Tom Hanks announced his COVID-19 positive test back in March. So low interest rates have been a key driver of a lot of investment decisions. If you think about it, investors were convinced rates would stay low for a long, long period of time, so they were going around the world looking for yield, or they were buying up momentum growth stocks because that's where they felt their there was some upside gain for them. So keep an eye on 10-year yield. Still below 1%, but creeping higher.
Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist, Payden & Riegel, the investment firm. Thank you so much.
Have a good week.
As of yesterday, the number of confirmed COVID cases in America surpassed 10 million. Let's rest on that for a second, which brings us back to the scientific nationwide survey we did in the weeks prior to the election. Among the many findings was this showstopper. We asked people how much they worried about COVID-19, a lot, a little, or not at all. The Marketplace Edison Research poll found that 17% of people said they don't worry about the virus at all. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab spoke to people who feel this way.
Gina Huff in Southside, Tennessee, is starting to avoid her TV, especially the news.
Sometimes I hear it and I just turn it because it's just like, okay, get over it already.
She means get over COVID.
It just seems like every day, all day, that's what you hear.
Huff admits she's a bit of a media skeptic, though she's not a virus skeptic. She wears a mask in public and takes precautions at work. But she says she's relaxed a lot. She's even traveled to visit her kids. She's just not so worried anymore.
I guess faith is the reason I feel that way. If God wants me, he's taking me.
Like Huff, lots of people are finding ways to cope and worry a little less about the virus. Because after months of information overload, closings and reopenings, a recession, and so much death, COVID-19 has given way to COVID fatigue, says Shannon Suo. She's a health sciences professor at UC Davis.
And it speaks to an issue with human physiology, that we can only stay on alert for so long, and we sort of poop out.
Suo says at the beginning of the pandemic, people were running on adrenaline, hyper aware of anything that could put them at risk. But we're not wired to stay in a state of fight or flight for this long.
So the complacency is real, but the complacency is dangerous. And the key to this is moderation, because this is a marathon, arguably it's an ultra marathon.
Suo says it's important to stay vigilant about the key things: masks, hand washing, and social distancing. Tony Burdett, who's 64 and lives in Sealy, Texas, has that down.
When we go outside, mask on, wash our hands. We got all the chemicals and everything else. Plus, we didn't go around people that we felt were taking excessive chances.
Burdett and his wife have formed a social bubble with friends, and he says he's not worried about getting the virus, even though he knows 7 people who've died from it. Because he says he knows more now about how to protect himself than he did in March. Plus, he's armed with something he says he picked up during his military career.
I have patience. I've learned to have patience.
And given where things are headed, he's going to need it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And listen to all the brands that are really VF Corporation in disguise. Dickies, Timberland, The North Face, not just JanSport, but also Eastpak and more. Now VF will also be the skateboarder brand Supreme. VF is paying $2.1 billion for Supreme, which started in a small New York skate shop. Now VF started as Pennsylvania's Redding Glove and Mitten Manufacturing Company in the 1890s. The things you learn on public radio. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.